You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Delhi High Court on Monday dismissed a plea seeking to disqualify Prime Minister Narendra Modi from contesting elections for 6 years for allegedly violating the Model Code of Conduct by allegedly seeking votes in the name of God and place of worship during his recent speech at Pilibhit, Uttar Pradesh. The High Court said that the plea is devoid of merits. Former Karnataka Chief Minister and Janata Dal secular leader H.D. Kumaraswamy on Monday reacted to the controversy over the alleged obscene video case linked to Janata Dal secular MP Prajwal Revanna and asserted if anyone is involved in any wrongdoing, the person will have to face punishment according to the provisions in the law. Addressing a press conference in Shivmoga, H.D. Kumaraswamy also questioned the timing of releasing the alleged videos involving Prajwal Revanna. Tornadoes killed 4 people in Oklahoma, including an infant, and left thousands without power Sunday after a destructive outbreak of severe weather flattened buildings in the heart of one rural town and injured at least 100 people across the state. More than 20,000 people were still without electricity hours after tornadoes began late Saturday night. The destruction was extensive in Sulphur, a town of about 5,000 people, where a tornado crumpled many downtown buildings, tossed cars and buses and sheared the roofs off houses across a 15-block radius. Ravichandran Ashwin has said that technology used by sides seem to indicate that taking wickets is becoming increasingly inferior to containing runs. However, former India batter Virender Sehwag has said that this only reflects Ashwin's mindset and that a bowler who cannot take wickets won't find a place in a team that he is coaching or mentoring. Imtiaz Ali has been basking in the positive reception of his latest release Amar Singh Chamkila. In a recent interview with Zoom, however, the director revealed that he was doubtful only about how the film would be received by those who knew the real-life Punjabi singer, especially his first wife. He even thought that Chamkila's first wife would attack him.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.